Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I got no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to dive into, whether it's college football, as we had some big championship games take place in the Big Ten, ACC, American Atlantic Conference, all over the place, man. Obviously, the Big 12, the SEC, not happening in the Pac-12, though. I get that. I understand it. But look, college basketball in full throttle, Gonzaga holding off an Iowa team that maybe by the end of the season will be pretty good. Obviously, a ton of NFL football to dive into. Week 15? Are you kidding me, man? I just can't believe it. Mike Wilson, brother. Good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up in a nutshell there with all the championship games going on, the Gonzaga-Iowa game. I already think Iowa's pretty good. I mean, they're ranked, what, third or fourth, so that was just Battle of the Titans yesterday, and Gonzaga came out on top. So, you know, we'll get into it, I'm sure, later.
Yeah, I mean, look, Iowa struggled shooting the ball, and I think that you can't really expect that to happen each and every time out for those guys. They got some guys that can ball, and you know what? It was Gonzaga's day. It just happens sometimes like that. All right, we're getting loose, getting warmed up, a ton of things to dive into in the sports world, so if you want to join us, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Always here for your listening pleasure. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning. Whether it's snowing, whether it's raining, whether it's sunny, whether it's cloudy, we're always going to be here for you. Obviously, check us out each and every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike, I want to get into some college football, obviously. We're going to talk to John Poulter, but probably not until next segment or so, because truth be told, college football is front and center right now as we have the championship games take place. Notre Dame gets manhandled by Clemson, and obviously that's the big one because Alabama hangs on to beat Florida. That game got a little bit interesting and fun, but no blood there because Alabama wins. Clemson and Notre Dame have obviously split the season, one time without Trevor Lawrence playing, this time with Trevor Lawrence. We see the difference there. Cincinnati hangs on and beats a tough Tulsa team. I think that's interesting and important because they're on the outside looking in. Obviously, Ohio State gets the victory over Northwestern, but they struggled, quite frankly, for much of that game. Northwestern had a tough defense, a good scheme, and Ohio State had trouble. What is your takeaway from everything that happened on Saturday?
My takeaway is it kind of went the way I expected it to. Now, you know, you mentioned Clemson and Notre Dame right off the jump, and, you know, they played once this season. However, Trevor Lawrence did not play in that game. When you take a prospect, an NFL prospect like Trevor Lawrence at quarterback out of a game, and he was out because of COVID protocols and all that kind of thing, but that's a big part of what Clemson's all about. I mean, you know, Trevor Lawrence is what, he's lost one or two games his whole career, and it showed at quarterback yesterday just how important he really is to that offense, and what Clemson did not surprise me. You know, Alabama holds on. You know, people are going to say, yeah, they held on to win the game. All right, it doesn't matter if you win pretty. It doesn't matter if you win ugly. You went, if you get the dub, you get the dub. And at the end of the day, that's all these teams are after. I don't think there's going to be a big change in the top four, if any kind of change. And you're right that Ohio State did struggle, but once again, what did they do? They won. So at the end of the day, I still see it Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, all still in the top four. Texas A&M still kind of on the outside looking in. Florida gave a good fight, but, you know, they're out of the playoff picture. So it kind of went the way I expected to yesterday at the end of the day.
So basically what you're saying is it's going to be Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Clemson, and basically Texas A&M is going to be left out of the party. I don't think you have much of an argument for Iowa State now that Florida lost a couple games, Georgia, right? So the only one that may have a little bit of an argument would be Texas A&M. And what is your argument for Texas A&M to make it over an Ohio State that obviously didn't lose, over a Notre Dame that lost one game to Clemson, and an Alabama team that obviously goes undefeated again? So what is the argument for Texas A&M?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know about you, Dorf, but I'm a big eye test guy. And if you look at Texas A&M or Ohio State or Texas A&M versus any one of those top four teams right now, can you legitimately say that they're better than any one of those teams? Probably not. But right. You know, you look at Ohio State, the argument with them for not being there is they've played five games or six games, whatever it is. And is that a big enough sample size? Is that enough games for us to say, yeah, Ohio State belongs in? And you look at Texas A&M and they played eight games. Is that a big enough difference in terms of, yeah, they deserve to be in, or is Ohio State just talent-wise that much better than A&M? And that just takes a lot of hypotheses. That takes a lot of guessing and trying to make maybe crazy arguments to leave one team in, one team out. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Andy, this comes down to the NCAA and this playoff committee going, we're down hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. If we're going to get eyes on the TV, if we're going to get people to watch the playoff, and this is being kind of cynical, I'll admit this is being kind of cynical, but at the end of the day, do we want all these blue bloods of college football, the Alabamas, the Notre Dames, the Clemsons, and Ohio States, is that going to get us some more money that we can fill our coffers with, because we're down hundreds of millions of dollars in ticket sales, you know, revenue from food and all that kind of stuff at the stadiums? Is that the bottom line for them? I think so.
Okay, so at the end of the day, what's going to wind up happening is this. I'm going to be pretty anticlimactic for people, because it's going to wind up being Alabama playing Clemson once again. They're going to make it so that if they're smart, this is what they do, right? Based on what the numbers are, okay? So if you look at the rankings currently, right? If you look Just go ahead and look at the rankings. You've got Alabama number one. This is – honestly, brother, this couldn't have worked out better for them, okay? I'm being dead serious, okay?
Absolutely.
So what they do is they leave Alabama number one, right? You're gonna knock down Notre Dame to number four, right? And then you're going to have Clemson and Ohio State play the other game. So at the end of the day, it's Alabama is going to wind up playing Notre Dame in that round. And Clemson's going to play Ohio State. And then Clemson's going to beat Ohio State. And Alabama is going to beat Notre Dame. We're going to have Alabama playing Clemson one more time. Mike, I mean, tell me I'm wrong, please.
I wish I could, because I relish those days when I could say Andy Dorf is wrong, but they're few and far between. So this is no different than those days. Like, this is what is going to happen. This is the way it's going to roll out. And, you know, whether you look, whether you like seeing Alabama, Clemson part 4 or 5 or whatever it's at right now, it doesn't matter. It's more than likely going to happen. You're just going to have to get over it. And look, at the end of the day, people like the Cinderella stories, the Cincinnati's, the BYU's, the, you know, the Utah's from years past. But at the end of the day, the Blue Bloods bring the people to the TV. The Blue Bloods yeah. bring the people to the games. So, you know, you can say what a lot of people can say a lot of things about the NCAA and how they operate and all those kind of things. But they're not dummies when it comes to money. They know what's going to get people to the games when there's fans at the game, but they certainly know what's going to bring eyeballs to the TV, and having these teams is going to do it.
All right, a couple things I want to get in before we take a break. Obviously, Oregon State played Arizona State over the weekend
as
well.
Yeah, don't remind me.
A lot of points put up by A-State. A lot of points put up by Oregon State, too, but just obviously not enough. A-State gets it done. How do you beat Oregon and lose to A-State? I guess that's my question, bro.
That's a good question. It's the life of being an Oregon State fan for me and a lot of people in my family, but it is what it is. Congratulations to A-State. I found it a little, you know, there were some Pac-12 games yesterday, and I found it a little silly to even be playing these games because we had our conference championship game on Friday. you know, I was just like, who's the scheduler with this? And I'm just, this is... You know, if you're not in the championship game and you play a game afterwards, who really gives a rat's you-know-what? So, yeah.
Oh, man, it's the whole mess, and they're trying to make some kind of sense of it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. On the other side, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about things happening in Major League Baseball, because there was some huge news. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you like we do each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks and check us out wherever you may be in the world, but it's 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the United States. Get at us a couple different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can obviously check us out on social media. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it is The Real Dorf on Sports. And now we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. It's a little chilly here in the Valley of the Sun, but I would sound like I'm complaining, and the rest of the world obviously has it a little bit different and a little worse than we do, but when it's 50s and 40s and 60s and 70s here, I am freezing my tail off. My girlfriend doesn't believe I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, but it is true. I am absolutely from there, but my blood is thin, and you know what? Speaking of thin, let's talk some Major League Baseball, because in all honesty, I think something happened very historical over the week, and I don't know if it's gotten enough attention, John, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you're obviously talking about the decision by Major League Baseball to finally and officially recognize statistics from the old, quote, Negro Leagues, unquote, and grant them Major League status and include them in Major League records. Clearly something that is long, long overdue for thousands of reasons. I agree with you. It has not received the publicity that it should have. And I think that, you know, that is something to do with the time, I guess. You know, we're looking at these Negro Leagues, and, you know, in this day and age, I guess it's technically still correct to refer to them as the Negro Leagues, even though that's perhaps not a term that is acceptable to everybody, but that's still officially how they are classified. It's 100 years since the so-called modern era of those leagues took place, and they started around 1800s, but became very popular and well recognized around 1920, and unfortunately disappeared around 1950 as a result of the integration of the what we now know as Major League Baseball, the American League and the National League, which I guess, you know, when you think about it, makes an awful lot of sense, because what we now refer to as the major leagues is the game's best players, and once the color bar was broken by Jackie Robinson and subsequently by Larry Doby in 47 and 48, all the best players were permitted to play in the major leagues. So it made sense that the so-called Negro Leagues would disappear once they were void of their superstars. But I think it's tremendous news. A lot of players that were obviously exceptionally good, put up some very good numbers under some very trying circumstances, never received the recognition that they should. And I say never received the recognition that they should. There are 35 members, former members of the old Negro Leagues that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown, which is a great start. But now to recognize the everyday players, not just the superstars, I think is a tremendous achievement by Major League Baseball, and something that is maybe a positive in terms of Major League Baseball in this horrible year of 2020.
Good morning, John. This is Mike. Once again, I hope everything is okay up there in Toronto. But, you know, you take a look at Major League Baseball's payrolls, and the payrolls are down in the billions of dollars with a B. That just seems amazing. Moving forward, what does that mean for Major League Baseball?
Well, good morning, Mike. I'm doing well, thanks. And I hope everything is fine with you down in the Sunshine State. You know, I think it's going to have a huge impact, and I guess we're sort of seeing that with the number of quality free agents and big-name free agents that are still unsigned here a week before the holiday season. I mean, usually all the big names have been scooped up at this time. I guess there was a couple of exceptions. Bryce Harper signed rather late one year. But other than that, we've generally seen the big names snapped up early, and so far we've seen none of the big names snapped up. I think it's a twofold issue. First of all, teams are looking at stats on a 60-game season, which is a lot less than what they would normally look at in terms of a player on his contract year. Secondly, we've got players that are still looking for those long-term big-dollar deals. But on the other hand, we've now got teams that are totally unsure of their revenues in 2021, having taken a huge beating in the billions in 2020. So a lot of these so-called corporate giants, and, you know, let's talk about teams like the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Mets, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the so-called big players financially in the game, even those teams are uncertain as to what their revenues are going to be in 2021. And, you know, clearly baseball is a business, and in any business, you have a business model. And that business model means that you try as much as you can to have your income exceed your expenses. And unless you know what your income is, how do you know what you can spend? So I think there's a hesitancy in terms of the teams to give out long-term contracts, and certainly contracts at big dollars. And it's all the financial issue.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball right now. And, you know, we're coming upon Major League Baseball coming back. Obviously, 60-game season, we're coming off of that. I think that everybody's hoping that things will look a little bit different next year, and I don't exactly know what that means. And I'm going to keep asking you that question until we actually get there. So I asked you a while ago what you thought it might look like. Now that we're in the heart of this thing, obviously I'm talking about COVID, what do you think it looks like next year? And again, I mean, I think this is an answer that's going to continue to change, John. So at this moment in time, what do you think baseball looks like next year?
Yeah, it's a moving target, Andy, that's for sure. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and my views have changed a little bit since then. At that time, I thought we would probably start in April. I thought we would probably play to empty stadiums for most of the year, if not all of the year. I'm hearing now that owners are talking about postponing the start of the season till May, which I think is good news. I assume that that will set spring training back a little bit as well. And that will put all the teams in a position where they've got a better chance to prepare for how they're going to handle spring training in these very awkward circumstances. And it will also give the Florida and Arizona areas a chance to maybe sort of flatten this curve of rising cases of COVID that we're seeing every day, every week, every month. This thing has got to be under control before you can put all these people into a ballpark, into a smaller clubhouse. We've got teams sharing stadiums in Arizona. I think there's only five teams that have their own stadium. I think the other 10 all share. So you've got double the problem in two-thirds of your population in terms of spring training in Arizona. I think that's important, and of course we've got the financial issue there too, because A, people won't be traveling to Florida and Arizona to watch spring baseball. It'll just be the people that live there. And, of course, there'll be no fans in the stands, so the teams will be short on revenue. So they've got the same problem in spring training they're going to have in the regular season. So, it's going to look different.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, okay, so my final question for you today, and obviously really appreciate you taking time out with us like you do each and every Sunday, John. It's a true pleasure to talk sports with you, hockey, baseball, football, you name it. You can talk them all at this point, which is fun to talk to you about all different sports. But, okay, so we know what we know now. Do you think Major League Baseball has learned anything from the failures of COVID moving into this next season?
Excellent question. I wish I knew the answer. I would have to say I hope so, but my realistic answer would be I'm not certain that they have, because we're seeing these issues in all sports. The World Junior Hockey Championships are scheduled to start in Alberta later this week, and I see that there's been some exhibition games canceled there because some of the European teams are coming down with this awful virus. I think they've learned something, but whether they'll put it into practice or not, I don't know, because we all know this is a business. It's all about money, and that generally becomes the root of all evil, especially with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You got to hope that people's behaviors get better at the end of the day. I think that's really what it's about, is people's behaviors. They got to be better. John, as always, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Happy holidays to everybody, regardless of which holiday we all celebrate, and look forward to chatting with you next week.
Absolutely. Well said. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us, breaking down Major League Baseball. It's going to look different, people. That's the truth. And I think we have to just realize everything's going to be different for a little while. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back to continue rapping about the sports world right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
One gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I just want to let that play out for a while, man. I love that. That's old school NBA stuff right there. I love it, man. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, encouraged, absolutely welcomed. You can do it a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. I love that, man. It's going to go down in history as one of the best Twitter handles of all time. Mine is Dorf on Sports. Not that original because the show's called Dorf on Sports. But hey, I ain't mad at myself. On Instagram, we're the real Dorf on Sports. On Facebook, it's just Dorf on Sports. Follow us there. Check us out. Engage with us. Mike is usually the guy behind the posts. However, I'm proud of myself, Mike. I don't know if you saw, but I put one out there yesterday about Charles Barkley talking about Kyrie Irving. And you know what? I'm kind of tired of Kyrie Irving, bro. And I know that you had him there in Boston, and I know you're tired of this guy as well. And you know what? Rightfully so. He has a lot of weirdness to him. I don't even know if that's a word or not. Maybe it's just a Dorf word that I just came up with. But the dude is weird as, I don't know, help me out here, maybe a $3 bill, because there is no such thing as a $3 bill. Kyrie Irving is out on his own cloud, isn't he, man, or what?
Yeah, he is. He's just a different cat. And, you know, yeah, we did have him in Boston. It was one of those things where we were all excited. You know, we had Kyrie Irving, the guy who hit the shot in the finals, and, you know, the kind of the Showtime kind of game that he has, his handles, the whole bit. And he actually proved to be not a leader for that young Boston team that they have there. But he was almost like a cancer in the locker room. So when he left, there wasn't too many tears shed if you're a Boston Celtic fan. And, you know, he's burning sage in the Boston Garden before the Nets and the Celtics played. I'm like, Kyrie, what are you doing, bro? I mean, you're doing sage. You think the world is flat. You know, he tries to be the smartest guy in the room. And a lot of times, Andy, you know, it doesn't, I mean, he looks like the biggest idiot in the room half the time. So, it'll be interesting to see how that up there in Boston, or not in Boston, but in Brooklyn, works between him and KD. And then if somehow they get Harden up there, I don't think Harden's a good match. And if KD signs off on it, that they need to trade Kyrie to Houston to get him out of there, KD's going to sign off on that in a New York minute. So we'll see how it goes. But Kyrie, yeah, he's just a different kind of dude.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Charles Barkley putting him kind of in his place. Look, everybody gets mad at Chuckster for butting in at times when he shouldn't. This is one where I'm totally behind it. I support it 100%. Like, you know, Charles is one of the greatest power forwards ever to play this game. And it's going to go down that way forever, okay? Like, there's nothing that's ever going to change that. He didn't win a championship. We all know that. But you know what? You can't take away what this guy knows, X's and O's wise, and what he has seen in his 50-plus years, okay? So, yeah, I think him giving advice to Kyrie Irving, in a way, is kind of what he should be doing at this point, you know? So I like what Chuck did. I like how he gets involved in things. At times, obviously, he does step a little bit too much. But here, I think he's totally right in line. Rudy Gobert signs that 5-year, $205 million extension. My boy Giannis, the 5-year Supermax, $228 million to stay in Milwaukee. A lot of guys getting paid, brother. I mean, that's kind of what I saw over the time that these guys were off, in the 71 days, which, by the way, is the shortest amount of time that they've ever been off from one season to the next in the NBA. A lot of guys getting paid, Mike. I just keep wondering how they keep printing all this money. You know, when you're the Lakers and you spend $275 million on LeBron and AD over the next 4 or 5 years between two guys, you know, Giannis getting that Supermax, Gobert getting it, Spider-Man, Damian Lillard, who stayed in Portland. I'm just saying, man, a lot of guys getting paid a ton of money to play a game, brother. At the end of the day, it's a childhood dream they're living out. I don't like to see guys whine and complain. And obviously now I'm talking about James Harden. It's a terrible look, brother. So when you're making $40, $30, $40, $50 million a year playing a sport that you grew up loving and dreaming to go out and play on the professional level, you know what? Sometimes you got to act like you appreciate it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's hard to kind of wrap your head around a little bit with Giannis, you know, 5 years, $228 million. Gobert, 5 years, $205 million. I mean, LeBron signs his extension, AD signs his. Gordon Hayward gets a big deal to go to Charlotte. So, you know,
yeah, that by the way, that's going to wind up being a terrible move by Charlotte. He's been banged up, obviously, in the preseason, the regular season, literally right around the corner. And I think that that's one that they're going to pay for the next 4 years, Mike, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because if they want to trade him, they're not going to be able to, because no one's going to want an often injured, you know, shooting guard kind of thing that's making $33 million. It's going to turn out to be a horrible move by them. But, you know, look, you talked about Harden and, you know, him whining, I think he's trying to force himself out of Houston. I mean, that's just my opinion with that. And, you know, when you take a look at Harden, he's one of the best, you know, shooting guards we've ever seen. He doesn't really do anything else. I mean, he's not a great passer. I mean, he can make the flashy pass, but, you know, he's not known for assists. He's not known for defense. He's a little bit of a one trick pony, but he's very good at his one trick. The thing that bothers me with Harden is, like, he's taken those 71 days, Andy, and he's had a lot of waffles. He's had a lot of soda. You know, he's had a lot of, let's just say, gentlemen's clubs, as well. You know, he's going to get himself back into shape, but all around, whether it's figuratively or literally, it's not a good look for James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on in that guy's head right now, to be honest with you. And I think that everybody goes through highs and lows throughout life. And, you know, I'm going to kind of make this analogy, because I've learned a lot in 2020, Mike, about people. I've learned about who my real friends are. I've learned a tremendous amount. And I'm going to tell you what, life to me is like a 12-round fight, okay? You keep getting hit. You keep getting pounded, but you know what we keep doing? We keep getting back up, and there's not anything that's going to stop us from getting back up and keep fighting that fight until, you know what, we can no longer fight. So I think about life a lot different these days. You know, I said something to my girlfriend the other day. I said, listen, you know, when this is all over and we can get out and go do something, you can bet your ass we're going to do it. I'm not about not living for the moment anymore. I'm sorry, but you know what? I've learned through loss, to be honest with you, that you don't necessarily get a second chance, man. So when things clear up and we're able to do it, we're going to Alaska. We're going to Hawaii. We're going to go do something that we've been talking about doing that we haven't done. And you know what? I kind of encourage people in general. I'm not telling you to go and spend your life savings and do something like that. But ultimately, if you can get yourself out of whatever it is right now and go find some peace and enjoyment, and be with the people that you love the most, go for it. I've learned, man. I'm telling you, this is one of those years that it hit me in a way that it's never hit me before. And to me, living life and enjoying life, it's important, man. So I'm not telling you people how to live your life. I'm not telling you people what you should or shouldn't do. But I'm telling you right now that 2020 has hit me in a way that makes me understand that tomorrow's not promised, man. So if you want to do something, do it. That's all I'm telling you. If you really, really want to go do something, do it, because you may not get the opportunity. All right, Mike, so I want to keep this rolling. As far as hoops goes in the NBA this year, I know the Milwaukee Bucks are one of the front runners in the East. I know the Brooklyn Nets are one of the front runners in the East. I wonder about the Philadelphia 76ers. I wonder about the Atlanta Hawks, because you know what? They made a ton of differences, a lot of new faces there. They could be intriguing to watch. Who should we be looking out for if it's not the Milwaukee Bucks or the New Jersey Nets? The New Jersey Nets, the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, old habits die hard, buddy. I hear you
on
that.
Yeah, totally. Go ahead.
No, I tend to agree with what you said there. I know that, I mean, we both know that Atlanta made a lot of roster changes, and it'll be interesting to see how those roster changes work out for Atlanta, which is perennially never really had a ton of consistent success down there. So it'll be interesting to see how Trae Young, kind of does his thing with the new guys in town. I'm actually really interested to see how Doc Rivers changes or maybe doesn't change Philadelphia. Being a Celtic guy, you have a lot of love for Doc. He brought a championship. The way he coaches, he's really old. He's just old school. He's no nonsense. You play defense for Doc or you don't play. Like that's just the bottom line, and I'm interested to see how he's going to turn the culture around there in Philly and make them a perennial at least an Eastern Conference team that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm interested to see how Boston does.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think they've made some changes, so we'll see if addition by subtraction, maybe there in Boston.
Right.
Hey, real quick, before we get to a break, let's switch sides.
Oh,
obviously,
right.
The West. Our Phoenix Suns made a lot of differences. I've been kind of intrigued with watching them. Chris Paul didn't play the other day, a little bit banged up. I do think that's something to be concerned with all season long, because he's got to stay on the floor to make a difference for the Phoenix Suns. The Western Conference, brother, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be fun. Do you think the Lakers are the clear-cut favorite coming out of the West? Yes or no?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to be the clear-cut favorite. If you take a look at what their roster was when they won the title and what their roster is now, it's hard not
to
say that they improved. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how Golden State rebounds from having all their studs out, and then Phoenix, the hometown team. Do they make it to the playoffs? Do they build off of that good showing in the bubble, or is Chris Paul just worth a few more games?
Yeah, we'll find out. Again, I think he's got to be healthy. That's the real key. If he is healthy, I think he helps DeAndre Ayton a ton. That'll be
right.
Huge for his growth in the NBA. But obviously, D-Book and Chris Paul, that's maybe one of the best backcourts in the league right now. We'll have to see how it all plays out. I know the music's going. We're going to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. It goes by too quickly, to be honest with you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. And wow, Mike, as always, the hours just fly by when you and I are talking sports. They go by way too quickly. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. That means a ton of NFL talk. As we know, we're getting down to the nitty gritty in the NFL. We're jacking for playoff positioning. We're seeing who the contenders are. We're seeing who the pretenders are. We're going to obviously break things down left and right. But I would be remiss if I did not ask you if there's anything that you need to get off your chest before we get out of this hour, brother.
Not really, but I will give kudos to the college football playoff people. They had to move one of the semifinal games from the Rose Bowl Stadium to Jerry's World there at AT&T Stadium in Dallas because of the COVID. Just good recognition. I mean, it's common sense to me, but good recognition that you keep those players out of harm's way as best you can. So kudos to the college football higher-ups.
You know, I'm interested to talk to you about MVP, who that might be for the NFL right now. And there's probably two guys that are on everybody's mind. That's Patrick Mahomes and obviously Aaron Rodgers. We're picking hairs with this one, to be quite honest with you. I'm interested to get your take on who you think might be the rookie of the year. Is it Chase Young? I mean, he's definitely the rookie defensive player of the year. Is Justin Herbert the offensive guy of the year? Who wins that award? I think there's so many interesting things to talk about as far as the NFL goes. So we've got like an hour to do this, brother. I love talking NFL football with you. The Steelers, by the way, it was 12 days that they played three games in 12 days, brother. Like, the scheduling did not help them at all.
No, it didn't. And they're kind of suffering because of it. But, you know, you're professional athletes. You got to suck it up and deal with it.
I hear you there, but you know what, man? It's a lot about timing, and this is coming at the wrong time, if you ask me. All right, hour number one in the books. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, because hour number two, all about the NFL here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, a late-night deal on Saturday clears the way for Congress to vote on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package as soon as today. The bill includes a temporary increase in unemployment benefits of $300 a week, stimulus payments of $600 to most Americans, and a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stressed the urgency of passing the bill.
We have until Sunday at midnight to secure a final agreement, draft the legislation, and move it through both chambers of Congress with alacrity. I agree with the Republican leader on this. We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
President Trump signed a bill on Friday to fund the government through Sunday. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna are on their way across the country after leaving a distribution center in Mississippi this morning. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
A fire at a foreclosed home in Queens, New York, killed a mother and her kids and injured several other people, including two firefighters on Saturday. One firefighter fell through the floor, but luckily was not seriously injured.
This is a terrible tragedy, not just for this community, but for our city. And at this time of year, when these things strike, it just tears your heart out.
WABC reports the city has been investigating the home for 2 years after receiving complaints of possible squatters and illegal dwellings. Officials said the home had a history of code violations and eight people were living there. SpaceX launched a secret payload on Saturday.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust had launched at 9 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden and future First Lady Jill Biden will get their first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. The vaccination will be televised from a medical facility in Delaware, where the Bidens will thank frontline healthcare workers. Their second doses will come about a week before Inauguration Day. Minnesota State Senator Jerry Ralph has died of complications from coronavirus. Senator Ralph was a Vietnam War veteran and in his first term. He's reportedly the first lawmaker from Minnesota whose death is connected to COVID-19. 2015. Ralph was elected to the Minnesota Senate in 2016. Just in time for Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new restrictions due to COVID-19. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
In California, places of worship in Los Angeles County are allowed to resume indoor services with restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. So much to dive into this hour in the NFL. As we know, man, oh man, the playoff picture is starting to get more and more secure, as we know, and we're finding out who the pretenders are, the contenders are. It's week 15 in the NFL. Mike Wilson, are you ready to rap about the NFL or what, brother?
I am ready to rap about the NFL and all the playoff scenarios, and just so you know, the college football playoff teams are about to be revealed here. So it'll be interesting to see.
All right, so obviously we'll break that when it happens. And but until then, we're gonna obviously give you the most in-depth analysis that we can about what we see in the NFL. Drew Brees back. Obviously, they're gonna need him. They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, brother. They've won eight straight, right?
Right, eight straight, and looking to make it nine. And we'll see what happens.
Alrighty, we gotta take a break. We're just getting loose in this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. All NFL this hour, so get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Fever
is a leading symptom of the coronavirus. So take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, part. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on social media. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, you know, you mentioned playoff pictures and things like that. So let's just get people up to speed right now as to what it looks like at this moment in time. The Chiefs and the Packers are both the number one seed. Packers, obviously, NFC. Chiefs, obviously, AFC. Steelers in the two hole. Saints in the two hole. The Bills are in the three spot. The Rams are in the three spot. That team from Washington in the four spot, that's crazy when you think about it because they're not even 500. The Titans, they're in the four spot. The Browns in the five spot. The Seahawks in the five spot right now in the NFC. Buccaneers in the six spot in the NFC. Colts in the six spot of the AFC. Your Dolphins clinging on to the seventh spot in the AFC, and then the Arizona Cardinals clinging on to the seventh spot in the NFC. Look, man, we're going to have meaningful football games for a lot of teams. I find that extra playoff spot to be relatively intriguing this year. Only one playoff bye for the number one team. So, look, like I said earlier, this is where this all comes into play, Mike. The Steelers were rolling. Then all of a sudden they played three games within a span of 12 days. Now they've lost a few games, or a couple of games, I should say. And now they're obviously on the outside looking in as far as having the best record. So they're 11-2. And I think they continue, quite frankly, to stumble through the rest of the season and into the postseason. And I'll tell you what, my team that I'm looking out for is the team that won big on Saturday, brother, and that's the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. The dude is tremendous. He is growing right before our very eyes. I love what I see from this kid, and I'm telling you right now, I think the Buffalo Bills may be the toughest out for the Kansas City Chiefs when playoff time comes.
I think you may be onto something there, because Buffalo, I watched that game yesterday, and Buffalo did exactly what they needed to do in terms of sending a message to the rest of the league, if not the Kansas City Chiefs, because they put the smackdown on a team that they should have put the smackdown on yesterday in the Denver Broncos. So, yeah, Josh Allen growing right between, you know, right before our eyes. His favorite target is Stephon Diggs, and I think my favorite target would be Stephon Diggs as well if I was the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. So they're going to be a very tough out. Pittsburgh, yeah, they got to get the win tomorrow night against Cincinnati to kind of get any momentum back. So we'll see all this plays out. But Buffalo, yeah, I don't want any piece of Buffalo if I'm Kansas City for the longest time.
And then the other game that took place, like you're talking about, Buffalo Bills winning 48-19 over the Broncos. Again, first week of the Saturday games, Packers played the Panthers. They won 24-16. They got out early, the Green Bay Packers, and then, you know, the offense kind of slowed down quite a bit, and a little bit concerning, to be honest with you, because the offense has been so good all year long. But with that being said, you know, something that we've questioned about the Green Bay Packers is their defense. And quite frankly, man, 16 points, if you allow that week in and week out, you should win most weeks, Mike. So Green Bay Packers defense stepping up for them when their offense, which is kind of surprising, struggled a little bit.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head again there, Andy, with your Green Bay Packers, even though you're not signing the checks, that's your team. But, yeah, it's kind of, and I don't know if you would agree with this or if you've noticed this with Green Bay, like they get out of the gate well, they're kind of cruising, and then they take their foot off the gas pedal. A little bit, and it lets teams that shouldn't be hanging around hang around. Have you noticed that with Green Bay this year?
Absolutely. I've noticed that from every year that I watch the Green Bay Packers. Look, you know, there's this complacency thing that sets in every now and again. And, you know, you're cruising, you got things in cruise control mode, and everything's working for you. And then all of a sudden, you kind of hit a little bit of a break, and things kind of turn around. What I find to be interesting, Mike, more often than not, is when things go bad, you don't have like an alternative route to go down. And I think that, to me, that's what's more concerning than anything. But what I have noticed, in all honesty, a major growth between year number one and year number two of Aaron Rodgers running this Matt LaFleur offense. And I think that the two guys are absolutely on the same page right now. I think year one was a little bumpy and rocky, and, you know, quite frankly, the record didn't necessarily show that because they were pretty successful. You know, this year you're seeing Aaron Rodgers look a lot more like the Aaron Rodgers of old, and that's why he is in the conversation with Patty Mahomes to be the MVP of the league. So I just look at the Green Bay Packers. I think they're a very good football team. If you have to take the chance of going through Green Bay to get your shot, I'll tell you what, bro. I'll take Aaron Rodgers any day in that situation, because I don't trust Drew Brees in the cold. I definitely don't trust Tom Brady with Tampa this year. And then when you look at Seattle, they've been up and down. I guess, honestly, the team that scares me the most right now might be the LA Rams, bro.
Yeah, I like the Rams, but man, they're kind of a little bit of an enigma to me, because you think you got the Rams figured out, right? And their defense is kind of what they're known for a little bit, you know, Aaron Donald and all those guys. And then they have a game or two where it's just a stink bomb, and you're like, what happened to the team that we've seen the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks? And it makes you question their ability to win the big game. And with Jared Goff, and Goff can be up and down, you know, he's not Drew Brees, he's not a top five quarterback or anything like that, or been through the, you know, necessarily the big games. I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl, but, you know, they didn't play very well. So Goff, to me, is a little untested. So we'll see what the Rams do and how they react to, you know, the playoffs this year. This week, they just don't want to be that team.
Yeah, I agree. They got the Jets on the slate. So, yeah, I totally agree with you there. Okay, so you mentioned big games. So that would bring me to Kansas City and the Saints. Saints have this one at home. I think that's the big factor for them, but they're playing without a home crowd. So, again, I don't know how much of a factor that is. And then you give Patty Mahomes a quiet indoor stadium to play in, and man, oh, man, I think this dude's going to be a handful. But the Saints do have Drew Brees back in the mix, and we talked about big games. I do think that Taysom Hill still plays a little bit of a factor and a role in this game. I think you have 10, 12, 15 plays designed for him anyways. But with that being said, how important is it that Drew Brees is back for the Saints? And what do you see moving forward? Is this the difference maker for the Saints? And am I not thinking about the Saints enough?
No, I think you're thinking about the Saints just fine. It's one of those things that it is a big deal that he's back from his rib injury. But at the same time, you have to wonder, and I think we talked about this on the local show a little bit, if they hadn't have lost last week and they went into this game, do you think Brees plays, yes or no? Because they, you know, simply because they lost last week, and he could have got an extra week of rest, because Kansas City is who Kansas City is. I mean, they're the best, to me, they're the best team in football, probably with the best quarterback. So we'll see.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, the answer to that question is how bad do you want home field advantage? Because, right. Like you said, if they don't lose the game last week to the Eagles, then they're still tied with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers win their game already on Saturday, so the Packers would have been ahead no matter what, right? And then you have the
right.
Chiefs. So again, I think that this game is incredibly important, to be honest with you, man. Look, you need to compile wins, and especially at this point in the season. And if you want the road to go through New Orleans, then every game is extremely important. I think you need to put the guy out there that gives you the best opportunity to win, Mike. That's what I think.
Right. You do have to do that, but it just still makes you wonder about if the win came last week, how would they maybe approach this, or would they simply just approach it the same way, that he was going to play regardless? So, you talked about home field advantage. You know, does it really matter, you know, too much? Well, look, you mentioned it. If you're a dome team and you got to go to Green Bay to play in that frozen tundra up there, that's a home field advantage to me. Fans are not. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens, but we'll talk about it on the other side.
I agree with that. I mean, you don't want to have to go to Lambeau to play in January. I don't care if there's people there or not. Totally agree with that. All right, folks, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue to rap about the NFL. So much to dive into, that Washington team. Mitch, oh, by the way, he's Mitch Trubisky now, brother. That's his new name for us, Mitch Trubisky. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. You can do it a couple of different ways. You can get at us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Engage with us there. Interact with us. Lots of good posts and ideas and thoughts and opinions. Definitely, you're welcomed to get involved there at Dorf on Sports on Facebook. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So, Mike, look, we are in week 15 of the NFL. Can't believe we're literally 2 weeks away from... Well, after today, obviously 2 weeks away from the end of the season, and then the playoffs will be here. So it's just insane. It's crazy. And even in this era of COVID, they have figured out a way to get it done. Maybe not as fair to some teams as others, as we have already talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers playing three games in a span of 12 days. It is what it is. Like you said, these guys are professional athletes. They have to learn how to deal with it. But I do think that that's interesting, and I do think that's something to watch as the postseason comes and the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the postseason when they could have had the bye, probably needed that bye, to be honest with you. They're probably not going to get it. They will be playing. I do think that plays a factor in things. Look, man, I want to talk to you about individuals. I want to talk to you about things that are going on. I mentioned it earlier. Rookie of the Year, Chase Young, Justin Herbert, those are probably the guys. I know Burrow was on his way to being that guy. Obviously, he gets hurt, so I think that takes him out of the equation. But is there an argument, like, is Chase Young the defensive rookie of the year and the rookie of the year? Is Herbert the offensive rookie of the year and the rookie of the year? Do you get where I'm going? Like, could you potentially see one of these guys getting both awards, or one of the guys, you know, taking one, the other guy taking the other?
Oh, I can see certainly Herbert being the offensive rookie of the year, and like you said, Chase being the defensive rookie of the year. The other rookie that you can kind of throw in there for maybe offensive rookie of the year is Claypool from Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Yeah, he's had a stellar year and made a bigger splash than most people would have thought. So that would be, to me, that would be the only maybe difference or player that I would put in there. Look, Herbert, no one saw this coming from him. He had talent. It was maybe a little raw coming out. But the other thing that I look with Herbert is, he has weapons. He has a great tight end to throw to. He said, you know, he has an offensive line that protects him pretty well. I mean, they probably could use another left tackle, right guard. But, you know, and he has a running back. The only thing that's probably going to change for Herbert is his coach. You know, I think the Chargers are probably going to get rid of their head coach, and the Chargers are going to have to go big game hunting, to get someone in there. Because that job's going to be real attractive to a lot of coaches. You have,
sure. No, I agree.
I mean, you got a good young quarterback. You got some weapons. You got a defense. It's all right, but it can get better. But it's not a garbage sale like Cincinnati or Jacksonville.
Yeah. Okay. And then this just in, Mike, as you let me know, the college football playoff final rankings are in. Bama is that number one. Clemson is number two. Ohio State's number three. And Notre Dame is number four. Like I said, I'm not a genius, brother, but at the end of the day, they were going to figure out a way where Bama could be playing Clemson once again. So it's Bama playing Notre Dame. And like I said, Clemson playing Ohio State, and then we're going to wind up getting Bama and Clemson. Texas A&M winds up on the outside looking in at number five. All right, so getting back to the NFL and what's going to take place in week 15 of the NFL, Jalen Hurts with an opportunity against the Arizona Cardinals, two very similar quarterbacks, to be honest with you, in a lot of ways. However, the difference is a lot less tape on Jalen Hurts than there is at this point from Kyler Murray. I know that the Eagles are really banged up in the secondary. Could wind up being the difference in the game, Mike, to be honest with you. I took the Eagles earlier in the week because, quite frankly, anytime I take the Cardinals, they wind up losing, so they're better off having me go the opposite way. But I also didn't know about the secondary problems. I do think that that could be good news for Kyler Murray. But with that being said, you're playing a desperate team. You're both desperate, to be honest with you. But I do like the path a little bit better for the Cardinals than I like the path for the Eagles. But another opportunity for Jalen Hurts to maybe put some doubt about Carson Wentz moving forward for the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I mean, that it is another opportunity for Jalen Hurts to kind of separate himself out a little bit. But I agree that, you know, for Arizona to do well, they got to exploit the secondary of Philadelphia. Like you said, that is banged up. And, you know, Kyler Murray has plenty of weapons to throw to with his receiving core. You know, you got Fitch, you got D-Hop, you know, you got Christian Kirk. You know, I mean, Philly's going to have to choose. They're going to have to figure out, you know, pick your poison kind of thing. Who are you going to try and shut down? Obviously, you want to try and shut down Hopkins first. But, look, if he still can throw to Fitzgerald one-on-one, Christian Kirk, one-on-one, and then there's going to be plays where D-Hop gets loose. And there's going to be a blown coverage, especially by a banged-up secondary. This could be a big day for Kyler Murray, but like you said, anytime you or I really kind of pick the Cardinals, they end up screwing the pooch for us. So we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic about the Cardinals and their chances today.
All right, so that team from Washington has the Seahawks coming in. I know that Dwayne Haskins will get the start because Alex Smith is not playing. They've been rolling a little bit. Does this kind of derail them a certain degree? And then obviously it could open the door a little bit there in the NFC East because nobody is all that good, quite frankly. So how big of a game is this not only for Seattle but also for that team from Washington?
This is a big game all around because, you know, yeah. Seattle has to win to keep pace. In the playoff race, just not alone their division. And then Washington's kind of facing the same thing. I mean, they're in the worst division probably ever known to mankind with the NFL. So, if they can separate themselves a little bit and they can get an Arizona win, over Philly, who's in the same division as that team from Washington, it could be a big day for that no-name team. And if, look, Seattle gets the win, it's going to have the same effect for the Seahawks if they win. So this is going to be one of those games that's going to be very interesting to watch and just see how it plays out and then the ramifications that come once the game's over.
All right, so you also said something interesting to me, and there's one other thing we need to address, which would be the MVP. Great opportunity for Patrick Mahomes against a pretty damn good Saints team that is having Drew Brees back. So if Aaron Rodgers took a little bit of a nod on Saturday with that win and his performance, well, Patrick Mahomes has the opportunity today to get himself back in the lead, doesn't he?
Oh, he absolutely does. Look, anytime Mahomes steps on the field and has to deal with the weapons that he has an excellent chance of putting himself in the MVP conversation.
All righty. We've got to take another pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to do what we always do, which is break down each and every individual game, give you our analysis, and what we think is going to be the outcome of that game. So keep it close for that. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You could too. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can follow us there. You can talk to us. You can do whatever you want with us on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike. Basically, the most fun we have in the couple hours that we do this on Sundays is probably breaking down the games and seeing who looks smart and who looks like a fool. And I haven't been really keeping track the last few weeks, brother, but at the end of the day, I think we're both over 500 and we're both relatively okay at this. So taking you through the games of today, Buccaneers, Falcons, 49ers, Cowboys, Lions, Titans, Texans, Colts, Patriots, Dolphins, Bears and Vikings, Seahawks and that team from Washington, Jaguars and the Ravens, the J-E-T-S, Jets, playing the Rams, Eagles here in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium playing the Arizona Cardinals, Chiefs and Saints in a big game in the afternoon, Browns and Giants. And obviously, like we've already had on Thursday, the Chargers in an exciting game beating the Raiders, Bills beating the Broncos, and the Packers beating the Panthers on Saturday as well. All right, brother, let's run through these things. Buccaneers and Falcons. I think this is a huge game for the Buccaneers for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, in a weird way, well, they are out of their division, but they could wind up with the same record if they can win out, and obviously if New Orleans loses out, but I don't see that happening. But anyways, an important game for the Buccaneers not to stumble against the Falcons, to be honest with you. So I'm going to say Tampa Tom and the boys figure it out, and they get a win in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I've got Tampa Tom and the fellas figuring out a way to beat a beat-up, not such a good football team in the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is going to be maybe a two-touchdown win for Tampa Bay for the same reasons that you've already put out there. I mean, look, Atlanta's had a long season. It's been a disappointing season. They're banged. They're injured. They're beat up, like you said. So Tampa Tom and the fellas get the win today.
All righty, my friend. Let's keep it rolling. The next game on the docket would be the 49ers and the Cowboys. And I said this to you during the week on the local show. The thing that intrigues me about this game is Dak Prescott. And you're like, well, he's not even playing, Dorf. I know he's not playing. But potentially is maybe San Francisco a landing spot for him after this season if Dallas decides they don't want to pay this guy, which I think would be a terrible mistake. But ironic how these things come about, because you know what? Garoppolo hasn't been able to stay on the field. He's injured all the time. Nick Mullins, he's got a lot of potential, but he doesn't quite figure it out week in and week out. Dak Prescott is a guy that's going to be coming off of a brutal injury. Do the Cowboys owe him, or does Dak look to take an opportunity somewhere else? Who the heck knows? But I think it's interesting for that matter. I'm going to take the I'm dying to do this. I hate doing this, but I'm going to take the Cowboys, bro. I think that Andy Dalton and the guys get it done.
No, I don't. I'm going to go with San Francisco on this one with a little bit of an upset on the road. I think Dallas and Dak, that's a whole subplot that, you know, we just have to wait for that to play out. I think San Francisco with Garoppolo, you're going to have to take a look at what the hit would be financially for San Francisco if they let him go, because Garoppolo, he's in that $25 to $30 million range. I mean, that's a big chunk of change, and it's a big chunk of change to be swallowing if you let him go. So I'm going to take San Francisco today. They got some linemen back, offensive linemen back. They got Debo back. They're getting healthy. So I'm going to go with San Francisco with the mild, maybe upset on the road today.
Lions and Titans going at it. I don't think we're going to be disagreeing about this one. I think Derrick Henry and the Titans pound these guys. And the only thing I'm looking for out of Derrick Henry now is, will this guy get to 2,000 yards? I think he needs 468 yards, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 156 per finishing out the rest of the season, if I'm doing my math real quickly correctly here. But at the end of the day, I like the Titans a lot. There's a good football team. I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team, but if you're having an off day, they're going to make it tough on you because they take away possessions with the way that they control the ball. So the Lions are going to have a tough day. The Titans are going to win this one. I don't even know if it's all that close, to be honest with you, Mike.
No, I think this is a blowout. I think Derrick Henry gets big numbers today, and Tennessee wins in a romp.
Yeah, I agree. Colts and Texans, this might have been sexy early on in the season. However, the Texans have played a terrible season, probably because D-Hop is now here, and you took away one of Deshaun Watson's weapons that he loves so much. I got the Colts winning this one, my friend. However, the Texans will play them tough. They know each other pretty well, but the Colts get this one in the end.
Yeah, you just got to go with the team that's trying to keep their playoff hopes going and get some momentum going into the playoffs, and that's the Colts and Houston. They're just, you know, I feel for Deshaun Watson there because he's such a great talent, but, you know, at the end of the day, Houston can play spoiler, but it's the end of a long season, and I think Indianapolis wins this by like 10.
All right, Patriots and Dolphins. We know what Bill Belichick does against young quarterbacks in this league. The Dolphins need this one, bro. They really need this one bad. This is like, you know, you look at the schedule and you're wondering about the one game that gets you in or gets you out. To me, this is it. They have to win this game. And I know I said earlier in the week on the local show that it's tough to beat Bill Belichick your first time around. But after further review, Cam Newton's been so bad this year. I'm pulling for your Dolphins. So I want them to win this game. And this, to me, is the make-it-or-break-it game for them. So I'm going to go against the grain what I said during the week, because obviously I was all about Bill Belichick in the first time around. But the importance and the significance of this game, I got to give it to the Dolphins, man. They've impressed me at every corner, at every turn. They seem to come up with the answers. I think they come up with the answers against the Patriots, and they squeak this one out, and they keep their playoff dreams alive.
Yeah, I think they do win. I think my Dolphins do win this game. I think it's going to be close. If Miami wins, New England's knocked out of the playoffs, and it's been forever since Miami has knocked New England out of the playoffs. So this would be a sweet win for Miami. We'll learn a lot about Tua and how he does in a big game, kind of a must-win situation as well. The Miami defense has been playing very well this year, so let's hope it continues today against the Patriots.
Bears and Vikings clinging on for dear life as far as it goes. They've got like barely a lifeline left to the postseason. But the winner of this game has an opportunity. The loser of this game, you can pretty much start packing your bags and thinking about going golfing. So, look, I think that the Bears and the Vikings are both really bad teams. I'm going to go with the team that's playing at home in front of no fans, and I'll take their running game, although I do like the way that Montgomery's been playing for the Bears lately. I'm going to take Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and the Minnesota Vikings in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota for the same reasons you just mentioned. I mean, look, a lot of it comes down to which quarterback do you trust more, and I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins in this. I don't trust Trubisky as far as I could throw him.
All right, so we'll go there. I'm with you. Seahawks and Washington, that team from Washington going at it. Look, I think it's going to be tough for them today. I think the Seahawks are right now thinking about the postseason, and this is a step to get them closer to that. So I like the Seahawks pulling this one off today, especially with Dwayne Haskins going back out there for the Washington team at quarterback.
Yeah, I got Seahawks all day in this. I think they win by a couple of touchdowns, actually.
Jaguars playing the Ravens. I talked to you about this a week ago, and I said the tough game for them on the slate, I'm talking about the Ravens, was the game against Cleveland. They got that one. They win that game. I see the Ravens winning out and maybe having a lot of momentum coming into the postseason. I think they finished the season strong. I see them getting to 11-5, and that starts with another victory today against the Jaguars. I got Baltimore winning this football game.
All those teams in the AFC that are kind of clinging to the playoff positioning, Baltimore has the easiest schedule remaining out of all those teams. So I'm going to go with Baltimore today, and they continue to build momentum for the playoffs.
Rams playing the Jets. I don't think we need to talk much about this. If you lose to the Jets, Rams, you're pathetic, and then you make me change my mind about you maybe being a really tough out in the NFC. So with that being said, I got the Rams, brother.
Yeah, Rams all day. They got to put the smack down on them early.
All right, Eagles and Cardinals, near and dear to our heart. The Cardinals, the last team in right now as far as the NFC goes in that seventh spot. You got to beat the Eagles, who are banged up in the secondary, and they have a young guy in Jalen Hurts leading them for his second week in a row, coming off of a nice victory. I think Doug Peterson did a great job of using his skill set. Will that continue in the desert? I thought so earlier in the week because I didn't really think about the secondary being a problem. However, now once again, I'm going to be a flip-flopper, and I'm going to take the Cardinals. Hopefully I don't do them wrong and they wind up losing this game, but I think the secondary is too big of a mess for the Eagles.
Yeah, same thought process with me, Dorf. Arizona has one of the best receiving cores. Philly's beat up in the back end. Arizona's going to win today.
Chiefs and Saints, bro. This is a battle of the big dogs, right? You got Patty Mahomes, you got Drew Brees kind of like on his way out, and Patty's obviously on his way in, and the Chiefs are a great team, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl hunt year in and year out. Same thing with the Saints. Brees coming back. How effective will he be? I like the Chiefs, but I'll tell you what, I won't be surprised if the Saints did pull this off, Mike.
No, not at all. You can't be surprised when two Titans kind of go head-to-head. It's kind of hard to take a look at this and be like, well, this team is definitely going to win. But I think Kansas City, just with that offense that they got, man, and Mahomes pulling the trigger, it's hard to bet against Kansas City. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs today.
And as good as the Saints' defense has been, they did give up a lot of points to Philadelphia, which may be concerning.
Right.
Browns and Giants, do the Browns rebound from a really tough loss against the Ravens? I think so, against the beat-up Giants team. So, yes, I'm going to take Baker and Cleveland to get it done at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey today, brother.
Right. I'm going to take Cleveland, too, but we will learn a lot about their mental makeup after that close loss the other night, depending on how they play today.
I agree with that. All right, last one would be Monday Nighter, and that's the Steelers and the Bengals. Again, no favors for the Steelers as far as the scheduling goes. However, the Bengals are beat up, and this is probably a nice spot to see them. I got the Steelers beating the Bengals on Monday night, brother.
I got the Steelers beating them up. I got this like a 2-touchdown win for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, and then I don't think much will change as far as, obviously, the playoff standings on top of things, but it could wind up changing if the Cardinals lose, this, that, and the other. A couple of little things that could happen up and down the top seeds, so we'll see how it all shakes out. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back like we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and just a quick reminder, I come back to you late-night style, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I take you into the wee hours of the night, morning, whatever it is. I just love talking NFL football, and this week will be week 15 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Mike, as you know, it is parting shot time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which we do live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so adjust your clocks accordingly. And then Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. in Phoenix, Arizona on 88.7 The Pulse, pulseradio.fm to get that one. Mike, parting shot time, brother. You are up.
My parting shot is pretty simple today. Just look, we're getting into the playoff time of the year in the NFL. Whether you're a Dolphins fan, Packer fan, Cardinal fan, just sit back, get your popcorn and soda, and just enjoy that we have football going on and that the playoffs are right around the corner.
Yeah, man, it's just hard to believe. Week 15 of the NFL, and for the most part, they have gotten through this. Obviously, there's been a few situations that have been a little dicey, but for the most part, the NFL has done a very good job of getting through a very difficult time when we're not sure of what tomorrow, next week, next month will look like. So kudos to them for the most part for doing a very good job. And quite frankly, that goes to the players more than anything, Mike. So they've been staying home. They've been doing what they're supposed to do. Look, man, I'm going to kind of second that emotion. Look, it's playoff time, almost playoff time as far as it goes in the NFL. This is the time when money's made. Guys make great plays and things like that happen. So enjoy the Sunday. Enjoy the days. For Mike, for Scott, I'm Andy. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.